This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you want to tell everybody who Larry is, in case anybody doesn't know?
How do you know? He was the highest rated voice in the history of this city.
Well, when we were kids.
When it came to radio.
And Larry's a wonderful
still to
guy.
To this day.
Wonderful guy. Well, people aren't looking at older ratings right now.
It's not. You don't have to look. I mean, when
just
you set
Larry
the
was
gold
a phenomenal, yeah. phenomenal disc jockey in town for a long time.
He set the gold standard.
With a great mustache.
Oh, excellent man. I run into him.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Phelps here. Andy Baskin over there. You go to the All-Star break. Who expected this? Cavaliers with the second best record in the NBA at the All-Star break. They're 44-10. Oklahoma City's 44-9. So, you know, if they had played one more, maybe they lost and the Cavs are tied. But at the All-Star break, Cavaliers have played 54 games. They have a 5.5-game lead over the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. They're 8 games up on the Knicks. They're 13.5 games up on the fourth-place team. That's the Indiana Pacers. What's going to happen here? Cavs are going to be the number one seed in the East. At worst, I would think the number two seed in the East. Things are looking good.
8 nationally televised games coming up.
They
8.
Deserve some praise. And by golly, we're just the guys to give it to them.
Baskin and Phelps present the We're 66.9% Through the Cavaliers Season Awards.
Now,
the what?
Full disclosure.
Why can't we just be the 70%? Why can't we
full
just round
disclosure.
It up? Wow.
When I did this, I wrote down exactly what they were. And then when I asked Dan if Ted could put something together for us, and Ted did a great job as he always does, I said 66.9%. It's actually their 65.9% of the season.
I'm done. See ya.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you smarter? Anybody smarter?
I don't know.
We have a moment of the show.
That was really sweet, Ted. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor.
They're 65.9% of the way through the season. You know, we could have made it the pre-All-Star break awards, but, you know, that's not as much fun.
Are we good with this, with the All-Star break being at 65%?
Well, it's been that way forever. So.
I know, but should it be? Should it be at the 50%?
Yeah, it's probably not a bad way to go.
At 65 rather
yeah,
than 50?
Give them a little regroup and then the big push for the playoffs.
I wish we were doing the All Four Nations basketball tournament this weekend rather than this All-Star thing.
So let's get started with the awards.
Okay.
The way to go along with the program award goes to Tim Pinero. The drama is building. Here it goes. This, I wish it had a cymbal crash and said it's a strong finish. Goes to Donovan Mitchell. Donovan was asked to do less individually this year, was he not? Leading
yes.
to a more team approach.
Yes.
Well, his minutes are down 4 per game. His points are down 2.5 to 24. It's his lowest scoring average since his third NBA season. Rebounds and assists are down. Wins are up. So it might not be that case. The wins might not be up if Donovan Mitchell hadn't bought into this thing, Andy.
Correct. Mike doesn't like me. Correct.
It does if we push the button, which we both forget to do.
Who's worse?
Jeff is worse.
All right, I will say that.
Jeff is worse.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The fun part for you is when you start you keep going. You keep going. And we're like, Mike.
So Donovan is the award winner for the way to go along with the program.
Congratulations. Donovan Mitchell could not be with us here today, but ready for the All-Star game, and he just wanted to say thank you to all the Cavs fans.
Do you like the way that he's backed off a little bit?
Yes,
and
the team
is better?
Yes.
Okay.
I love the way they move the basketball. It's fun to watch this team. You're not stuck. The ball doesn't stick. It's not everyone looking to play hero ball. It's enjoyable basketball to watch and entertaining, and they're winning. That's what makes it even more entertaining.
There it is. The next award, Dano, hit it. I knew I could do this if I could only stay healthy and get some playing time award. Goes to Ty Jerome. The Cavaliers are Ty Jerome's fourth NBA team. He's never played more than 48 games in a season for a variety of reasons. Number one, injuries. Number two, he was just stuck on the bench. He played in only two games last year with the Cavs because of injury. But this year, career-high 50 games already for Ty Jerome. He's already hit his career-high in games. And he's averaging a career-high 11.4 points per game, career-high in field goal percentage, three-point percentage. But he was out last night with a calf injury. Tell me that's not a sign of things to come, Andy.
This is Ty Jerome's first award. The last 2 years on other teams, he has been a runner-up.
He's not able to accept the award because he's nursing the calf injury? Is that what's going on?
But we do not want to give out inside information about a guy, especially when it comes to injuries, and we're better said not saying anything about that.
He's been really good. Now, Kenny Atkinson had a little history with him from Golden State. Maybe Kenny's brought that out of him. Maybe it's just health that's brought it out of him. Maybe it's health and opportunity combined. Regardless, Ty's been really good. And I don't want to think about this team moving forward if he has any injury issues. Because he's been the key guy coming off the bench in the backcourt. And especially now that Caris LeVert's not here, he's the key guy in the backcourt.
Ty Jerome will be remembered for those first half accolades over the last couple months for his 20-point performances back-to-back against Miami and Atlanta.
He's been awesome. I hope he stays healthy. He's been great off the bench. I think, didn't they say something like he was one of those guys that like they kind of like lit a fire under after like an Olympic type of thing and were like, hey, you could do this here. You could do this elsewhere. I thought I read that somewhere. I could be off base.
11.4 points per game. So he's been really, really good. And he's fun to watch. He really is. I think he's really fun to watch.
Passer as well.
Should he be better known for back-to-back 20-point nights in victories or a 33-point night against Philly in a loss?
Should be best known for being the key guy off the bench in the backcourt. He allows Darius Garland to play off the ball sometimes, and he takes the ball handling pressure off of Donovan Mitchell as well. So
I like the victory one better.
I think he's done really well.
He's done this twice. He had almost a 30-point game against New Orleans and then against Toronto earlier in the year in November, where he went 29-26. Ty Jerome, ladies and gentlemen.
Next. It's the Trust Your Eyes, Not My Stats, I Really Have Improved Award. It goes to Evan Mobley. Now,
Evan is an NBA All-Star as he walks up to the podium.
Evan's scoring is up. There is no question about that. He's up 3 points a game, which is really good. One thing that's kind of interesting about Evan is the scoring is up and his shots aren't really up that much. Because in his first 2 years, he averaged 12 shots per game. Last year, 11.1. This year, just 12.6. So it's not like he's suddenly taking 15 shots a game. But his scoring is up 3 points per game, which is really good. His rebounding, assist, field goal percentage, all down slightly. That's interesting to me. His three-point percentage is up a little bit. So though his scoring's up, some other things are down. But if you just watch him play, he's a more confident player. He's a more aggressive player. He's doing different things offensively on the floor. And credit to Kenny Atkinson for bringing that out of him. Kenny said when he got the gig, one of my key duties here is to unlock Evan Mobley. And I think he's done that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Evan's brother Isaiah is currently playing for the Delaware Bluecoats of the G League.
Quick Evan Bully stockholders meeting?
Sure.
Oh, it's up, baby.
It's up.
Oh, it's up, baby. Yeah. We're doing pretty good.
He looks
pretty good.
He looks like a guy who's figured out that he needs to play with a little more aggressiveness and a little more confidence, and I think he's done that.
Wholeheartedly agree, and he is moving towards that place where we thought he was going to be in the beginning of his career.
Yeah.
The only thing
you just have to give him a little bit more time. That's all. He's going to get bigger and better.
I'm going to be the old guy with the short shorts, the rec specs on. Running around in the sleeveless t-shirt for a second here.
Will Ferrell playing for the Flint Tropics?
Can we work on that free throw percentage?
Yeah.
That's my only complaint, is it's like, can we get that free throw percentage a little bit higher?
There are a lot of guys who don't shoot free throws beautifully.
I 100% know that's...
He's at 75%. If he can get it up to 85%, 82%, because he's going to go to the free throw line a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it could be a weapon for him.
Get those free points.
So it's
take the free points.
It's not a bad idea.
That's all I got. All right. That concludes the stockholders meeting. Please enjoy the Lemon Squares coffee and other cookies in the back.
You know, Lemon Squares are good.
Are we really Lemon Squares versus maybe, I don't know, an Apple Turnover?
No, well.
Apple Turnover wins all day.
The Good to Have You Back Award goes to one man in particular. Darius Garland.
Did he go somewhere other than the fact that he
went to the kitchen table and had a straw in his mouth. He played only 57 games last year.
He was here.
He missed most because of the broken jaw. Yeah, is the guy really here if he's sitting there drinking through a straw and saying, "Hi, everybody, it's really good to see you." I don't think he's here. This year, he's already played in 52 games, and he's averaging a career high in points, 21.8 points per game. He is shooting a career best, 49.9%. Now, think about that. This dude's hitting almost 50% of his shots, and he doesn't just take, like, you know, five-footers. And he's at 43.8% career high on three-pointers. Darius Garland is back. He's playing, I think, the best basketball of his career right now.
He is also this year's award winner there. I can't believe you're taking that show. Oh, it went in. Award.
He's the guy. I heard somebody call a couple of weeks ago and say, if you had to have one of the Cavs take a shot to win a game, you needed a shot. Who would it be? And I said, Darius Garland. And he said, that's right. And I said, if I needed a basket, I'd take Donovan Mitchell. What did I mean by that? Means if you've got a chance to take a shot and not much more time than that, I'm giving it to Darius. If I need somebody to draw a foul to, you know, force the issue and get a basket, I'm probably taking Donovan. But I don't think there's any question Darius is the best shooter on the team.
I actually agree with you on that, too. It's kind of it's like if you have less than 3 seconds kind of deal, right? Mm-hmm. And you need someone to heave one up. You would rather have him do it, but if you knew you could set up a play, you would go to Donovan?
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the same page. All right.
One more before we put off two big awards for later.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The next segment, two big awards coming up. But right now, we have one more to go. This is Andy's favorite guy of the day.
Oh, good.
The This Still Beats Real Work Award goes to Tristan Thompson.
Tristan! Tristan is better known for aggravating the entire Toronto Raptors bench last night in an unnecessary dunk with time running out and the game just winding down to 0-0.
Tristan is... He seems like he's been around forever, right?
Yes.
Well, he has, but he's still only 34 years old.
These are long years.
He's still only 34 years old, but he's playing only under 8 minutes a game. He's averaging a career low 1.6 points per game. But he appears to be loving life. He's having a blast, and he brings home over $3.3 million this year. Is the NBA a great league or what, huh?
Tristan was the first recipient of, I don't know if I'm right-handed or left-handed award, given back, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
10 years.
Whatever.
Yeah, 1.6 points per game. He's not playing much. He's aggravating people. Did you see Donovan Mitchell after he threw down the dunk? Donovan was walking off the floor. I saw it on the Toronto broadcast.
Oh, you did?
Donovan had his hands on his head like, oh, boy. But it still beats real work.
I can tell
good
you.
Good work if you can get it for $3.3 million. Way to go, Tristan. I'm proud of you, buddy.
DeAndre Hunter's only been on this team for 2 games, and he was jogging down to try to make sure that everything was good during
that's
the
fight.
Man, I got to tell you. That
either that or he's jogging down to the tunnel to get out because that's where the locker room was.
No, that's not why.
Okay.
You can see what was going on.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. We have two more awards to give out.
Oh, outstanding.
They're biggies. They involve most valuable. They're coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.